With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Washington, D.C. and Baltimore in for some serious winter weather starting later today. Ice and snow spreading from the lower Ohio Valley and central Appalachians into the mid-Atlantic.
A lot of areas with 4 to 6 inches of snow, including the D.C.-Baltimore area. D.C.-Baltimore farther north might be 4 or 5 inches, and then areas farther south, like towards Fredericksburg, Virginia, we could be looking at anywhere from 6 to 8 inches or even more.
Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service. Tulsi Gabbard, one step closer to becoming America's intel chief.
The Senate on Monday advanced a nomination for Gabbard to serve as Director of National Intelligence toward a final confirmation vote later this week. She won by a 56-42 vote after winning support from reluctant GOP senators who feared she might be too lax toward security breaches after she refused to describe former NSA contractor Edward Snowden as a traitor for his massive document leak. Gabbard is expected to win confirmation later this week when the Senate holds a final vote. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, one person killed, others injured. An accident at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport.
At approximately 14:39, we had a mid-size business jet upon arrival collide with another mid-size business jet that was parked on private property.
Scottsdale Airport spokeswoman Kelly Kuster, of those injured, two were taken to trauma centers, one hospitalized in stable condition. The accident comes in the aftermath of three major U.S. aviation disasters in just the past few weeks. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in negative territory so far. The Dow futures are down 108 points. NASDAQ futures off 110 points. This is SRN News. No more DEI at the Naval Academy.
Vice Admiral Yvette Davids, who runs the school, has informed the staff that all, quote, diversity, equity, and inclusion offices and all DEI-related contracts will be closed and ended in accordance with President Trump's executive orders. The federal government has been moving quickly to comply with the president's order to banish the left-wing program, which was used to promote the LGBT agenda, amongst other things. The Naval Academy is also dropping all pronouns except he and she. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan State Representative Lori Pohutsky says she has undergone surgery to remove her reproductive organs out of concern about contraception access. The 36-year-old Democrat says the decision was finalized by President Trump's reelection. Physicians reporting a rise in the number of Democratic women who have had been seeking permanent sterilizations following the November election. This is SRN News. University of California, San Diego study finds intermittent fasting may help to slow or even reverse the onset of Alzheimer's.
Researchers found that eating in a 10-hour window each day can improve cognitive function as well as lessen the accumulation of amyloid protein, a hallmark sign of the disease. The study on mice also found that time-restricted eating led to an improvement in their memories and sleep patterns, suggesting not only can the diet protect against dementia, it might reverse its symptoms. Intermittent fasting is a diet plan where you alternate between periods of eating normally and extended breaks when you eat little or no food. Many people adhere to a 16-8 method, 16 hours of fasting between meals and an 8-hour window where food is allowed. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The average American student remains half a grade level behind pre-pandemic levels of achievement in both reading and math. That, according to researchers at Harvard, Stanford, and Dartmouth. More details at SRNNews.com.